Your time is now. Let's make this moment last.
Welcome to the 24-25 season of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast. Before you listen to this episode, please head over to our social medias and hit that follow button. You can find us on X at Keeping Up Apps and on TikTok and Instagram at Keeping Up Apps Pod. Please also hit that subscribe button on YouTube where we are at Keeping Up Appearances. I've always wanted to say that.
We made this the best damn podcast we've ever done.
Nice and ready. Welcome to this week's episode of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast. This will be with you just before Christmas, so I hope that you do enjoy it. It'll be our last podcast before Christmas, of course, but next week us having a special episode, which will be our annual Christmas quiz. So please do keep an eye out for that. We think that you will enjoy it. And make sure you listen to it all the way through because there might be a bit of a surprise at the end for you on that one. But yeah, we are with three of the team tonight. Bob is back, though Sean is not with us. He will be doing editing duties, though, so we'll try and make sure that we do a good job for him there. But without further ado, I will pass over to Tosh, who has got our game of the week this week, which I believe will be Linky. But Tosh, you can tell us more.
Yeah, cheers, Carl. Linky, long awaited return. It's been put on the shelf a few weeks, Linky, and I think the fans will be delighted it's back. Yeah, so
I think so too.
Yeah, but the problem is Sean is also the best player at Linky, and you two have had mixed success in it. So I think it's I actually went pitched it hard. I think this week I think these are the three hardest. So
I don't actually think I've not been mixed. I've just been shockingly bad on all of them, I think.
But no, there was when with the last one, you were the only one who got the soccer satty one, though, Bob. So
you're coming in on four. I'll take it back. I am great.
And one is also tailored for you, I reckon. So no more spoilers, but that's it. So I will quickly explain the rules for Linky as part of Leon Osmond's House of Games. So there will be four questions within each part. Each question's answer will have a link, and that's it. You've got to basically get the link. For the lads playing here, they're only going to get one chance to guess at it. If they guess it after one clue, it's 4 points, 3 points after two, 2 points after three, and 1 point after the last one. So head to head, whoever gets the most points is going to win. But yeah, they only get one stab at it. If they guess it and they get it wrong, they're out. And usually we have to be quite specific because there could be like a few different links. But yeah, as I say, I think I've gone quite difficult here. So we're picking which one to start with. Right then. Yeah, answers in the chat, Callum, please. Thank you. So let's start with this one. So the name that Tom Hanks gives to his spherical friend in the film Castaway.
Is this Cornerstone Players?
Are you sure there, Callum? Not to be loving that. The name of the surname of the Brett Radio 2 breakfast host who is leaving this week, Zoe. Leaving this week, the week of beginning 16th of December, for anyone who's gone through the back catalogues. 16th of December. You don't know, you just shout it.
What?
You need to shout it out, you put it in the chat, Bob.
Oh. Just to you.
Just to me, yeah, because Callum's been. Bob's on four. This is going to be back to back. Remember, there could be numerous links, just saying, so I think you've gone early, but
I haven't sent it yet, so I might delay.
You're waiting for a third clue.
Form, yeah.
Former member of One Direction, Harry. Bob's in, Callum, just in case that makes you want to have a guess, or you're going to hold fire. It's a long game, Callum, don't put the pressure on you. Don't do the pressure, press off the chase.
I'll stick to my guns.
Final clue.
AKA,
then.
I don't have an answer.
Football club nicknamed the Addicts who play at the Valley. Bonus question. Rodney Trotter's nickname, middle name, sorry. I've only filled in those, so that makes it easier for you. Need to get something, Callum, because Bob, if he's got it right, he's getting sitting on 2 points.
I don't think. I don't think that's right, but we'll go with it.
Right then, we had, quickly going through, Callum has submitted a guess. We had the name that Tom Hanks gives to his friend on Castaway. Oh, what was the name of the boat? Wilson. We had Radio 2 Breakfast Host, Zoe.
Ball.
Now,
Wilson
at that point,
what?
At that point, you could have easily gone for a different link.
Yeah, that's why I paused.
Well, go on, Bob. You guessed that's the third one. Harry Styles. What was your guess, Bob?
World Cup 1966 winners.
I just realised it was. Ugh.
Ray Wilson played for Everton, didn't he? So
yeah, well, that's what I was thinking. That's why I gave you that little stop. And I was thinking, did you going to go for Everton?
Yeah.
Wilson Ball. Both going for Everton, but unfortunately.
I was going to go. No, but I was going to go because I know I've been accused of not being specific enough. I was going to say Everton World Cup winners, but then I thought, oh shit, there's only two here.
Yeah.
I'd have to have a clue for Materazzi, and that would have been difficult. Right then, yeah, Bob sitting on 2 points. Callum went with famous Bobs.
what was it?
Isn't there's a Bobby
Bob
Ball.
Styles? There was a Rob Styles referee, wasn't there? Maybe he might be in there. Famous Robs.
Bobby Charlton, isn't Bobby Ball a comedian?
Yeah, Bobby Ball is also. Awesome,
so. Isn't there a Bob Wilson?
Is Bobby Ball Zoe Ball's dad as well?
Yeah, so I was.
Didn't you say one of them was linked to me, you said,
yeah,
as well, so
again,
that you planted the seed.
If I'd have said at the start one of them was linked to Bob and the answer was famous Bob, that would have been really cheating. I don't think so. Right, next one. Bob, what a start. Callum under pressure. Okay, next question then. First clue. The year France won their first football and World Cup. Second clue. Point guard for the Golden State Warriors, known as one of the greatest three-point shooters of all time, Steph something. No one in? Third one, the actor who's played the Sheriff of Nottingham on the BBC and has two famous children, Lily and Alfie. I mean, this is quite hard, this one.
This is mad.
Is this the one linked to me?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I shouldn't have said that because now you know the last one is. So.
Right, sorry.
Linked to you is a stretch anyway. And the last one. Surname of Charlie in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Last clue is Sean would have got this.
Yeah. I think I got this at the...
I've got no chance.
Oh, Callum's got it. Makes me feel better if no one gets it. It's a problem. Right then, quickly flying through. We had year France won the World Cup, which was 1998. We had, when did you think you had it, Callum? After the second?
I thought I had after the second.
Point guard was, did you know that one, Bob? Curry.
Steph Curry, yeah.
So we've got 98, we've got Curry. We've got the actor who played the Sheriff of Nottingham and his two famous children. That was Keith Allen.
Yeah, I didn't know that, but then after the last one, I knew that's what it was.
And we had Bucket. What was the link,
Buckets.
Callum?
Vindaloo song.
The song Vindaloo.
Oh.
Sean, we've seen do that on karaoke as well, so that was why Sean could have got it. But yeah, obviously, for anyone who can't spot the links, yeah, 98 was with the World Cup that was released for. Curry, obviously, Vindaloo. It was Keith Allen. Did he write it? Or was it him who sings it? I don't really know. And then, yeah, the Bucket, obviously, in the things like Bucket of Vindaloo. So, yeah. Well done to Callum. It makes it interesting for the last one. We've got a bit of jeopardy. So, Bob's on 2 points, Callum on one, which means Callum's got to go one better than Bob. I have not got a tiebreaker, though, so.
Pressure's on.
Right,
just
then.
Do rock, paper, scissors.
This one, I had three clues for this and I had to sort of generate a four, so the first clue is not great. First clue, word for a friend that can also be when two animals breed. If anyone's got after that, perhaps you Jeez. Next one. Name of a Duran Duran song, which is named after a place in Brazil. Even Douse, guess a place from Brazil would be my advice for that one. Third one, one of the greatest female vocalists of all time, singer of Run to You, I Have Nothing, and I Will Always Love You.
First name.
Could have also done a famous Carl Pilkington here, fell over in a puddle and
Fell over the puddle in Texas.
in Texas there, but I thought that was too niche for some of our listeners. And the last one, there's no one coming in, so Callum, well, I suppose you could level if Bob doesn't. Bob isn't in yet. The last one, my phone's gone off. Comic character played by Rowan Atkinson, which had an animated spin-off.
Oh, you know what?
Oh, he's always got two clues before he guessed, hasn't he, this one? Comic character played by
I think
Rowan
I got this.
Atkinson.
I got this after the first one because I was going to make a joke after the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that wrong? All right. Is that wrong?
Good job we didn't make the joke. It wasn't a good one.
No, it's another Carl Perkins one.
Right then.
I've got no idea.
That one has not gone well. Oh, it's disappointed.
That's related to Bob as well. Loves it.
No, do you want a last chance, Bob? No.
No, I don't think I'm getting it.
Right, okay. First word, the first clue less said about that better was meat.
Yeah.
Second one was Rio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The third one was Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
And the fourth was Mr. Bean.
Yeah.
Was it related to coffee in any way?
That's what
no,
I said.
That was what Callum said.
Coffee.
Isn't I when you said mate, I thought you were saying mate, that South American drink that's like caffeinated and stuff, and all the South American players drink it, don't they?
I'll give you that. I'm gonna have to give the answers then, and I'm gonna say thing. All I'm gonna say is for the second clue, it would be if you put Hi Rio, one picking up in the morning, pal. Or Mr. Bean, funny. Or Whitney, I Want to Run to You. They were all famous
Wayne Rooney tweets.
That is devastating.
That's a great question.
That is a tremendous linky, that Tosh.
It's unbelievably hard, but
best.
It's very like lateral thinking.
Yeah, no,
I can't remember.
I thought Bob might have had a chance.
What was his mate?
He just tweeted, like, there's a tweet that says mate, like, what, 15 times.
Oh, right, okay. That's great,
the one, there was the first three came to my head, which were the last three. That one I had to go, but there was one where he said something like, tells Piers Morgan, it's like, shut up, I won't tell you again, or something like that. But a tweet. And the other one was when he said about the nunky. Still stealing his windscreen wiper, cheeky monkey or something like that. But again, just couldn't get a clue with Nunky. So, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Apologies. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, London, just showing my thumb better. But yeah, final score. At least it was a close game. Bob wins it. Bob takes the Linky Championship 2-1 to Callum. But yeah, it's a shame. I feel disappointed. I thought that was up your street, Bob. I'll do Dean win that one next time.
Yeah, I'm disappointed in myself.
Right then, so straight into M5. I'm doing a lot of talk on this one. We're just quickly recapping, but between us recording this one, the last one, we had sort of two podcasts out simultaneously. So we had the conspiracies, which Callum won. If you haven't seen it, go to TikTok and have a little clip of that. Doing some decent numbers, Callum building up the conspiracy. So it's Liverpool doping one, or Merseyside Red doping, we should say. And then the match to be replayed was, I think I won that one. So I don't think we're going to have to pick tonight because obviously of Sean's absence. But if we did, it would be maybe me and Callum had to come to a joint decision. But anyway, this one, we're going down the Christmas theme. And we're going to go a very loose one. And we're going to sort of say football and Grinches or football and Scrooges, whatever you want to do. It just miserable, moaning people within the world of football and who we think the best are. Just don't know, we're sort of all going to go different ways. I think maybe just people who just sap a bit of the joy out of football maybe might be a way of putting it that certainly fits my one that I've just come up with. So I've done a lot of talking.
Mine's probably the opposite of that.
I don't
In a
even want to
way.
jump in first out to you two. We're going to say, I think some suggestion was Roy Keane's the best. I actually don't think Roy Keane does. I think Roy Keane brings a lot of joy, but we'll go with him as the obvious because he's sort of the obvious Scrooge and bar humbug. Anyone want to jump in, Callum, Bob?
I don't mind jumping in first. I'll
Yeah,
jump in first. But yeah, I was trying to think along the lines of someone who just looks like maybe they want to be a big joy around the place at this time of year. Maybe not full of the festive cheer. I was trying to think of players that you look at on the pitch and he just never look happy. I've possibly completely mischaracterized this player. And if I have, apologies to him. But I'm going to nominate John McGinn. I just think John McGinn just always looks in a mood, always looks angry, always looks frustrated. He just has that face, like his resting face just looks like he's about to like have a go at someone. I think you see him kind of the way he gets around the pitch. He just always looks in a mood. He's always arguing with the referees, always arguing with opposition players. He just seems a very serious guy. He's not the kind of like Jorge Benito type footballer player with a smile on your face. He's very much like hard hitting, no nonsense, a bit of a narc, bit of a Scrooge kind of thing, and looks like he's always up for a fight. I can't imagine him being too up for any sort of Christmas spirit cheer around the training ground at the moment. So yeah, it was a tough one to think of this week, but I was trying to just think of players who kind of characterize that for me. And just whenever I see him on the pitch, I just think, what's up with him? He always looks angry, he always looks down. But I think he's a great player. He's got a lot to celebrate, John McGinn. But yeah, I just think he looks like very much of a Scrooge type character, a bit of a narc, maybe sucking the joy out of the game. He doesn't look like a joyous footballer that you'd want at this time of year. So I could be wrong. It might be harsh, but I can only go with what I see. So I'm going to nominate John McGinn as my Scrooge slash Grinch type footballer.
I think you're completely wrong there. Because I think he's supposed to be a big character, and if you see him do like little bits of media and press and stuff like that, he always seems to be having a laugh and a joke with people with like his very dry Glaswegian wit. So that I don't think he really fits the mold of like a misery.
He might not be the most festive though, because I actually do know what Bob means. He sort of plays that role of a dour Scotsman, doesn't he? In the same way that sort of Keno does. But yeah, I think he probably is. You see him in things, he does come across quite funny. There's something about him I don't like. I've said this before. He got nominated for something else, didn't he? I don't like him.
I get like on the pitch and being in the referee's face and that kind of thing, but as a I quite like him. As you say, he's a great player, and he like the kind of antics he gets up to on the pitch, he'd be absolutely buzzing with that if he played for Everton.
I think what Tosh said, I bet his thing is being moody. That's his like character. That is like is the thing he plays like Kieran sort of plays on that. I think that's what John McGinn would play on. But I know
Like,
what you
oh,
I'd
like if
seen.
he was on like a Soccer AM segment when they do teammate to say who's the biggest
Yeah,
moaner, be him.
it'd be him. It'd definitely be him. I just yeah, he just always looks like he's in a mood or something's up with him. I
We'd be
just like
longest in the
watching his
shower.
face. Not John
Not John McGinn.
McGinn, I don't think. Otherwise, he'd be very happy.
Maybe
But
that's why he's in a mood all the time.
yeah, maybe that's it is. That's what it is. So yeah, possibly got him wrong, but he just looks a bit of a moody.
He's definitely a narc, isn't
Yeah,
he? He definitely
that's what I
is. He's
mean. He just
definitely.
definitely is. I just can't imagine him like being full of the festive cheer of a Monday morning in the training ground.
I think it's the second time you've nominated John McGinn, Callum.
Really? I think the
According
other
to the
one would have been for a,
records,
what would the
Bar
trying
future Barclaysman, you've got him down for, I
Yeah,
think.
so that's the thing. I've got nothing against the guy. I actually quite like him. I think he's yeah, I do actually think he's a good player, but just wouldn't want him around the Christmas table, is what I'm trying to say.
I think the time you nominated him, Bob was interrupting you from where he was from and all the stuff like that. I
Yeah,
remember rightly so.
Bob was giving his life story.
Bob was saying, stop getting John McGinn wrong.
Yeah,
I'm Partridge.
I
Yeah. We'll see. I'm a bit with Bob. I think I'm not sure it's the best nomination, but me and Bob haven't been yet, and I think we understood the rules least. So, do
Yeah.
you want to go next, Bob, or do you want me to jump in?
Yeah, you jump in. I'm changing my mind about every 30 milliseconds here.
I also struggle with the concept. So I actually had a couple in mind. I don't know that Bob is thinking of going the one that I maybe said, Bob, are you?
I can't remember
Just
who you
before we
said.
started. Well,
Oh
I
no,
won't.
you get
No, because I'm not
crack
going to
on.
go in. I was just going to mention that I had one of my first thoughts. I was thinking along the like Roy Keane. I was thinking a similar sort of dour person. I was thinking maybe Mark Lawrenson from the commentary, not the one we went to school with. But yeah, I just
Him as well.
I remember obviously his famous commentary, just like everyone moaning, just like he'd be at the World Cup like semi-final as if and like talking
Yeah.
as if he didn't want to be there. So I thought Loro, but I actually quite like Loro, so I didn't want to go in. My next one was just someone I thought, just and I was thinking Rafa, and I was just thinking down the sort of route of just someone who everyone like there's other people. I just think he's such a miserable fella. He's always moaning. He went no matter all my head of him is football, and he was moaning when he was at Liverpool about Hicks and Gillette, moaning about at the Ashleys when he's at Everton, moaning. I just don't like him, but I think that would be too much
And
bias.
he deprived us of the gift of James
That
Rodriguez
would
as
have been a
well.
very good
Yeah.
reason to have picked him, actually.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's a yeah.
that actually, like, yeah, not playing James. Yeah,
Stole
I got
the
rid.
gift.
Probably better than the reason I'm about to give for mine. So yeah, if it's gone wrong, I am literally just going to say what Bob said. But my suggestion this week is I'm going to go for a man I was literally watching about before I came out to do the podcast, and it's Dermot Gallagher. And for some reason, I watch that ref watch on a taper every week mostly, and I hate it. I watch it and it just makes me angry because I don't like him. I don't like that Stephen Warnock. I don't really like the fellow presenter, but I do like Sue Smith, good toffee. But he's just everything. He's just so miserable. He can't have a laugh and joke, but it's just I hate. I think I'm picking him for the wrong reason here. I just hate the way every decision out, like no matter what everyone else is thinking, he just agrees with the referee, and he's just so miserable with it when they're trying to say, "Oh, come on, that's a penalty." He's like, "No. If you look at the laws, they're technically he's done this, technically he's done that." And I
It
just
does
think he's
seem a
so
bit
joyless.
Scrooge-ish. He is,
Yeah,
doesn't
and
he?
he is
He is
Scrooge like,
Scrooge-like.
and I just think I don't know. I feel like it's just watching that, and I say for some reason I got to the point where now you see a glaring mistake on the weekend, and my first thought is I actually can't wait to see how Dermot Gallagher says that the referee's got it right,
Yeah.
and it's just and then it makes me more angry that he just constantly he just I think we mentioned it, didn't we? When you got to mention he was also mentioned actually when he was the referee when Pedro Mendes. I was talking about it then, but just this sort of new culture of just referees. Even Mike Dean's the same now, but I like Mike Dean of just having to agree with what the referee said just so he can convince some people. But yeah, he's just so miserable on it. He just sort of started, he doesn't smile when they're trying to laugh and joke, saying, "Come on, you stitcher." He doesn't do it. And I just, yeah, just for the thought, he makes me angry. I think it would be where I'm going with him. But he's got a viewer every week. I hope he knows that I'm tuning in. But and also all that nonsense I was thinking as well, that nonsense about sort of he's actually Irish but speaks with an English accent. You see that stuff? Yeah, that annoys me as well. But yeah, I'm gonna go with Dermot. I think Benitez now. Bob actually gave me the perfect reason to pick Rafa Benitez, but I'm gonna go with Dermot Gallagher just for the reasons I said. I just think he's so like boring. He can't seem to have a laugh. I don't understand why he's got that gig and he's had that gig for so long because he doesn't really offer much apart from just literally being miserable and agreeing. And even yesterday, like. They've obviously there was a couple in the United one, like the penalty. And you know, they're like they're on the studio saying absolute stonewall penalty. He's like, no. And it's just like, he doesn't really offer anything apart from just saying no and just tells you why he's done it. And maybe that's the role he's assigned to. But he's been around for years. He used to be on Talksport as well. Like he'd come on and do like the similar sort of thing. So I don't know why he's the one fella that he can only ask. But yeah. I'm picking Dermot Gallagher for a Scrooge and a Grinch. And
I do actually agree, and I think if they were to do a I don't know, like a panto or something, or like a
yeah.
play between like people who work on Sky Sports and football, he'd be a shoo-in to play Scrooge. I think you could just see him playing it.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good shout with the remit, and I do think he is just moody, and he's just definitely no fun. He probably doesn't like the fun or the Christmas cheer or yeah either. Yeah, I'm not sure he'd be.
My name.
With sitting with a smile on the face on the Christmas table, would he?
Stephen Warnock would be the donkey as well because he is stupid.
Yeah, he should be. See how many things he got wrong about Everton?
He's just an absolute idiot.
Didn't he say we signed Linton for 20 million and O'Brien from Celtic or something? He was making up things.
Yeah, and again, he's all over the place. He's on like Five Live and all that. So I don't know how these people get a job. But yeah, shout out to Sue Smith though. She's great.
Yeah.
Big fan of Sue. And she
that's the only reason you watch her.
Get on the pod too.
Yeah, get her on. Seeing as she's played footy on a Thursday earlier the year. Baller still, that's all you need
was
to
she
know.
In my, was she in my Knowsley 11?
She was, yeah. Everyone's had a mention so far. It's great.
Yeah,
so
good.
We've done a million podcasts, 10 listeners. But yeah, no, yeah, I'm going Dermot. I now think Benitez was a great shout for depriving us the joy. That would have been, if Bob, I wish I'd have come up with that, and I reckon I'd have gone with that. But yeah, he can be a secondary shout. Dermot's going in. Right,
okay.
Bob, wrap us up.
Okay, Sean, I'd like it. Sean, as you're editing this, I'm going for Rafa Benitez for taking away the gift of James Rodriguez. I think we've all misunderstood or not quite got the idea of this theme. So I was torn on whether it was just like villains, which I'm sure we've probably done before. Then when you started talking about people who look a certain way, I started thinking of the cartoon Grinch, and for some strange reason Pepe popped into my head because he got like that like mischievous look on his face all the time. He's always going around kicking people and assaulting people, that kind of thing. So I thought Pepe briefly, but then thought shouldn't really base me suggestion on someone's facial features because that's a bit harsh. So when you were talking about people sulking and stuff like that, I thought I might as well suggest the player whose nickname was Le Sulk and say Nicolas Anelka, because he's always looked like, well, he's got his nickname for a reason, really. Always seems to be, he never seemed to stick around one place for too long, and it's probably because of his characteristics, really. Yeah, just can't see him being particularly festive around this time. Very apt nickname, so I thought he would fit particularly the Scrooge, or probably the Grinch as well, pretty well, really. So I think it's pretty apt as well that we're closing Marine 5 at 2 Baldies and Sean's absence, so I'm going to go for Nicolas Anelka.
And a sulk as well, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Nicolas Anelka, almost solely based on his nickname, but it's a nickname for a reason, so I think he'd be a pretty good Scrooge.
Also been nominated recently, so as recently as October. Yeah, I had him for Journeyman.
He's okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, no, I think these people want to get back in.
Yeah, he'll end up on the island one of these days, won't he? If he did controversial celebrations.
It was mentioned that time as well, so
yeah.
I'm staying way clear. Callum's one who's been controversy now, Callum. You should be talking about that, really.
Yeah.
When Scrooge was initially suggested, the thoughts about people that kind of suck out the joy and suck out enjoyment from football then went down the money route, and people that have sucked out money from football clubs and treated them like cash cows. So we could have gone down the ownership route. Like
that's
the people
idea,
of Blackpool, like the Eastons, then Venky's, who we brought up because of that.
Venky's brought a lot of
chicken
joy.
Advert.
Yeah, they're a lot of
joy. And then I thought about, I thought of Hicks and Gillette as well, because they look like comedy characters as well, like Waldorf and Statler, but obviously from our perspective, they were great. So I wouldn't have suggested them, really.
Different routes in it.
If it's not taking the enjoyment out of football, VAR. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. True.
And again, this idea now that everything, people like Damon Gallagher have got to get on the telly because, you know, he's got to come on and talk us through it. It's like, just shut up.
Yeah,
you should be allowed to just tell the referee he's a disgrace.
Maybe VAR is the ultimate Scrooge.
VAR is, in fact, there we go. There's the obvious one. VAR.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Half and half scarves.
Just things we hate in football. I reckon we should shelve this for when we do a room 101 sort of
room
thing,
101,
so but yeah, I think I also, just on that point, I don't get the hate for half an hour scarce. I'm just gonna put that out there. I've always thought that. I don't, that doesn't bother me in the slightest. I think it's one of the things people pretend to hate, but we'll get on to
No,
that because I'm
I.
sure someone will pick that for a
Yeah,
room 101.
we'll save that for a room 101. But I think going back to Anelka, I think you're right, Bob. If we're going on the terms of who you wouldn't want around your Christmas table, who wouldn't bring the festive cheer, who would bring it down, who would be a bit of a Grinch, a bit of a Scrooge, don't like Christmas, I think he would be one of them. The sulk for a
Yeah.
reason, sitting there moaning, wouldn't be happy, wouldn't be cheerful, wouldn't want it decorated.
Yeah, and going down that logic, there are so many football characters that I wouldn't want at my Christmas table, but they would. I suppose Anelka did play for Liverpool, but I wouldn't have as much justification for having them there, other than I just hate them. But I think there is justification for sticking
Yeah.
Anelka there, really.
Yeah, the thing is with the like he obviously what why what when was it that he was nicknamed Le Sulk? Was that
Don't
like I
confused.
yeah.
You'll be surprised to hear that I didn't really do too much research. It was just a name that popped into my head, so.
Was gonna say yeah. When you said one of your things, it was while we were talking, which suggests you only came up within the last 5 minutes. So that's the sort of research we do for these pods, so
Off the to be fair, Bob, you came up with like two or three better ideas.
I know, yeah.
The one you actually used, to be
And they were all
fair.
before, so.
Yeah.
Oh, it was at
Oh, good
Arsenal.
shout.
He
Yeah.
was voted PFA Young Player of the Year, but Arsenal failed to defend their titles and made little progress in the Champions League. Fan turned on the striker amidst transfer speculation and a perceived lack of enthusiasm, giving him the nickname Le Sulk. So it was
So,
Arsenal. I was
lack of
wondering.
enthusiasm for Christmas, or?
Yeah, I
And
think so. I
and
think it was.
that nickname started when he was, what, 19 years of age, and
Yeah.
it stuck.
That's true.
So, get him on
I
the
was thinking, like,
island.
he had that famous, like, fight with the when he was at the French, wasn't he? He got sent home from that. But I was thinking, like, did he actually, I know he played for a lot of clubs. Like, I wonder, like, how many times there was actually, like, a fallout. Like, obviously, that he left in acrimonious, as we've already mentioned, from West Brom. But I wonder if he's, like, actually, you know, like, when you're in the club, he's probably still actually quite well liked. I don't really know, but it's probably hard when you're not in there that well long. But no, I think it fits. I think, yeah. And then we'll go down the route of the obvious. I think VAR being the ultimate Scrooge, which also links to
Yeah.
Dermot Gallagher. So,
And it
yeah.
kind of ruined our game, but not didn't ruin it, but it dampened a couple of celebrations for our rare win against Wolves the other week.
Yeah, we only got four to celebrate, so
I
yeah, not
know.
enough really, is it?
Not
Yeah.
enough. Never enough. So, Tosh, do you want to wrap us up then for this week's Maroon 5 nominations?
Yeah, so our nominations for biggest Scrooge or Grinch, Callum nominated John McGinn. I nominated Dermot Gallagher. Bob went for Le Sulk, Nicholas Anelka, and we're going to save for the obvious one, VAR. I think VAR is going to win that by a landslide, to be honest, but
Yeah.
and rightly so. Maybe I should have just gone VAR and all referees who are the real Scrooges. But yeah, we'll go with that. Right then. Moving on, is Callum going to sort our games this week?
So the three games for this weekend are Sunderland versus Norwich, West Ham versus Brighton, and Fulham versus Southampton. So we'll spin the wheel now and see what game we'll be taken from. And the winner is the Championship game, Sunderland versus Norwich. Going to be a tough fixture for keeping up appearances this week. Lads, what are you thinking?
No idea, surprisingly.
You'd assume, well, Sunderland at the top, aren't they? Oh no, Sheffield United. Sunderland doing quite well, aren't they?
Think they're in
Yeah,
good
I think
form, yeah.
they had a bit of a blip at the end. They think they won again. I think they sort of went 3 or 4 without a win, if I remember rightly.
Oh,
But
okay.
yeah, they'd started unbelievable. But haven't Sheffield United like won something like ridiculous on a run? Because they've had a
Yeah.
points deduction as well, haven't they?
You know what? That's dancing.
Tom Davis.
Yep.
Would you see that other fella, the one that Rhian Brewster came back from ages to score from the other day as well, I think.
Who cares about him?
There they are.
True. Well, is he from London, Callum? Didn't he sound from like Charlton or something, Brewster?
Yeah,
Liverpool.
I don't think he's
I thought it
South
was
London.
Chelsea.
Was it Chelsea?
I
Yeah,
thought it was
I just
Chelsea.
remember
I think he's maybe West London then.
that's rubbish, then, isn't it?
Yeah. It's
Yeah,
not that
dear.
posh.
Part of Chadwell Heath, he's from East London. Dagenham. Romford, around those ways, Ilford, around those
Did
ways.
they sign Shelvey from Charlton? And Gomez from Charlton?
Yeah.
Gomez is Charlton. Gomez is South London.
Yeah. No. No, just out of my head.
Cool. Any predictions?
Again, apparently Norwich are quite free scoring. I think I remember reading that. So I think Norwich are like quite exciting this year, which surprised me because they're someone who usually bring loot, take any joy out of the Premier League as well, and they come up. But yeah,
Apart from Delia Smith and come on, let's be Avenue.
Oh no, yeah, that Norwich was good. I don't mind a bit of that. It's when they come to
retro Norwich.
Yeah, retro Norwich with Dean Ashton up front and that,
Darren
what was his
Huckabee.
name? Darren Huckabee, that Doherty who plays centre back or up
Okay.
front. Rob Green in goal. I mean, why are we sitting there suggesting all our answers here? This is
Magic.
stupid.
Yeah, that is stupid.
Don't rush players like that. I was just about to say last week we had.
How many games did. I was just going to ask how many games did Delia Smith play, but.
I was saying last, Sean had United to win 1-0 in his prediction. We had City United last week.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I had one all, so both.
Close.
Yeah. Which
Close.
was a terrible game, so.
Wasn't the best, was it? Wasn't
No.
the best. Predictions then? Sunderland Newcastle?
I will go a 3-2 Sunderland.
I'm going to go 1-0 Norwich, Shane Duffy, bullet header.
Does he play for them, does he? Yeah.
He does, yeah.
I'll go 2-0 Sunderland. So then we will get our number for this week's game. And the number is, it's another high one, 3-2-2.
Oh, you're joking.
So 322 appearances for either Sunderland or Norwich. Lads, song of the week. I think we put forward the Christmas song and then they can pick. All put forward one Christmas song each.
Wonderful Christmas time.
You don't get the chance for debate then, though, Callum. So that's the best. That's the bit that people look forward to.
Yeah. I've just seen the man himself do Wonderful Christmas time, so I'm not going to suggest anything other than that.
I've seen him do that as well before. I seen him at the Echo. He was just before Christmas. It is a great Christmas song, that one. Is
yeah.
it better than John Lennon's, Bob? Do you prefer that to John Lennon's?
As a Christmas song, yeah, I think War Is Over is a very important song, but it's not particularly Christmassy, is it?
It's
It's a
not
bit
really over, though, is
Scroogey.
it? That's the problem. That's the problem with Lennon. He died. He didn't see that a lot of the wars happen still, so
Yeah,
he
true.
probably doesn't know. I think the best Christmas song is Wizard. I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every
Yeah,
Day.
it's definitely up there.
So good.
What is your favourite?
Well, I do change. It always used to be Mariah Carey, but I do think Wizards would go there now. And I always used to say I didn't like Fairy Tale in New York, but I now actually think that is actually probably the best. I think that's it's unbelievable. The more you listen to that, and I know it sounds stupid, like as if that's only such a new thing. Listening to it, it's been out for 30 years or whatever. But
you've also just said two of them are the best.
Well, two maybe they can't be.
It's what the fans want.
It's like
the
Real
debate.
Ferdinand just appreciate them, man.
Well, again, I don't think I either got to number one at the time as well. So that tells you. I think Wizard was out another year of. It came like there was two out that year. I think that might have been second to Slade. Like, I think they might have both came out the same year.
That's fair enough.
And I think if I remember rightly, that Fairy Tale of New York was kept off Christmas number one by the Pet Shop Boys. Always on my mind. So there's two Christmas facts for you.
Little tidbit, guys.
That's why I'll probably be on Radio 2 Christmas Day. That's the sort of thing I can say. I mean, I don't know if either of them are true, but
but still,
you can check that. Tell your friends.
Leave that to your own devices.
What would your pick, Callum, be? It was like some sort of rap one or
Stormzy.
No, I think my favourite ones, which I know you're probably going to say they're not the best, but that's not the point of my favourite. I'm a big fan of Staying Another Day, even though it's not really a Christmas song. It's just snowing and they wear white parkas. I think that's just a great song.
It is. I like that discussion. Probably not one for now. I actually think I think it does. I think it should be a Christmas song. I don't see why it isn't.
Well, it is.
I think it's great.
It is a Christmas song, but it shouldn't be. I think it's the other way around.
Yeah,
what you're saying.
I just love list. I just, every year when I come, I just love listening to that song. And
then
they
go to Christmas number one.
Well, there you go then. And I also really Bing Crosby, David Bowie, Little Drummer Boy. I mean, that's a great Christmas song as well. It's classic. I really like that.
I hate White Christmas, though.
Yeah. Did you watch that Boy Bands Forever?
No.
Because I didn't know the
Yeah, I've
actual
watched most of it.
backstory of
Yeah,
Stay
no,
Another Day.
I didn't
yeah,
know
yeah.
before that
That's
as well.
what, yeah.
Reason it
I
shouldn't be a
knew that,
Christmas
but
song, I suppose.
not very Christmassy, is it?
Yeah.
But
That's
it's
not very
snowing.
Christmassy.
It was a Christmas joke.
It's snowing in the video, so take that all you
Yeah, it's
will.
got the bells, hasn't it?
Yeah,
I've
it's
got
got
no
the,
problem.
I
It's
think
not
it's
in
a
the same camp as
great song.
anything that's been Christmas number one. People say, Power of Love by Frankie Ozz Hollywood's another one that
Oh,
people
that's another
say,
great one.
but it's
That
not.
was
That's
another.
definitely not.
That's a
Wasn't
great
Earth
song.
Song Christmas number one
What's
in 90?
that? Earth
Earth
Song was,
Song's
yeah. Was that 95 or 96, was it?
95, yeah.
And then I think the Spice Girls had three in a row.
Do you know
Did
what was the
they?
number one
I
when we
think
were
the
born,
first people
Bob?
to do that since the Beatles,
When
Bob, if I remember rightly.
When we were born, I do.
I do.
Whitney
She's
Houston.
been, yeah, she's been brought up on
Correct.
this episode. I maybe that song of the week then.
It could be actually, yeah.
Who wrote it, Callum?
Dolly Parton, sorry.
No, you know it, Bob.
I was going to say Dolly Parton as well.
Where your bollocks?
Right, so tell you what, that's some information. Sean has missed out there because
I
he
know he
learned
has.
shit, didn't he? You
He'd have
learned
loved that.
something there.
He'd have loved that. So, song of the week then,
That
we'll go
Whitney Houston
with.
one was number one for like weeks and weeks because like anyone who was born in our school, like if you were born in like December or January, like in our school year, like that was what was number one when your birthday was. It was like number
All
one
right,
for
thought it was
weeks.
only me.
No. No deal.
Right then, so what are we saying for song of the week? Are we just telling everyone to listen to their own favourite Christmas song?
Yeah, well, the
Yeah.
good thing about it is no one would have heard of Stay Another Day. I wish it could be
Yeah.
Christmas every day or simply having a wonderful Christmas time. So we've shown them something there.
That's the thing. Yeah, I reckon everyone's listening to the Pogues as well. So this is the kind of thing you get from this podcast. So yeah, song of the week this week. Go listen to your own favorite Christmas song. Get yourself in the Christmas spirit, whilst you're thinking of some players who played for Sunderland or Norwich.
What
We'll
was
be
the
back in a
number again?
sec.
Three,
Three, two,
two,
two.
two. Like going old here, but I can't think of like old for either. Who's the fella for Sunderland who makes that save in the cup final against Leeds? That like maybe the best save in an FA Cup final.
No idea.
1970, what do you reckon? Three maybe. It might be Jim Montgomery there. That's my guess.
There's another fact for you guys.
I've said so many things that are nearly facts today.
As we were potentially doing Prison FC, am I allowed to say?
It can't be that many anyway, surely.
I
You would just be picking up the controversy, and I'd be all for it. Was the 1973 FA Cup final.
was or
So
wasn't.
it was. Double save, get on it. If you haven't seen that, there's just watch that alongside Song of the Week. I've got a few names. I don't know which one I'm going to pick, but I'd be surprised. Well, I've got three names, so
I've got a couple, but I think I am screwed, really.
imagine we're all. It's pretty much a stab in the dark, isn't it? Like I can't. Every
I
single one of
think
mine could have played anywhere between like 50 and 600. Like.
one name I'm thinking of, I can't remember whether he played for Watford or Norwich. I can just remember him when
In a
they,
yellow kit.
yeah, when one of them first came up that he was playing for them, but it's too much of a risk, I think.
Not.
And the more I think of it, the more I think it's Watford.
Have to tell us who it is, just so in case it was a good one.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, go on. I've got one Sunderland player, but I think he's not. I think he'd be too far away.
You only got one.
Yeah.
Go on, do you want to go first? Just in case, I imagine slim chance someone's there taking it, but.
So, it's got a Sunderland player. I think he won't be enough, but I reckon he's probably over 250, but I'm just not sure he will have broke the 300 barrier. But yeah, we'll see. I'm going to go
300 is a lot, isn't it?
Lee Cattermole.
He was on my list.
Ooh.
He was on my list.
Yeah.
He was in the top three of people. I still haven't decided 100%. He was one of the ones I was
hasn't he just got a job?
Yeah.
I think he. Well, I suppose he did play for Wigan and Middlesbrough, didn't he? I think he, if I was guessing, I'd go like maybe higher. Like I reckon he'd have played 300 times for them. Well, didn't they play for like in League One and everything for them?
He was there for ages, man.
Oh, you just oh, get in. You just give him somebody there.
Oh, I've got to say, now you're a winner. Do you want to go, Bob, or do you want me to?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Go. I say I've got about four names. I still haven't fully decided which one I'm going to plump for.
The name Callum's just triggered in my head was a similar kind of player, tough tackling, and he was from the northeast. That Grant Leadbitter just seems to be exactly the same person as Lee Hathamall, apart from he
I think, did he
probably.
also play for Middleborough as well? I think he
Yeah,
might have done,
he just didn't wear the biggest shorts ever. That was the only way you could distinguish between the pair of them.
Who did you have before Grant Leadbitter that made you so sure you had to go for Grant Leadbitter?
Just because I can remember he was there for ages.
Yeah,
And
I
once he
think.
said Lee Cattermole, his name popped into my head.
Fair play. Who was the, who can I ask who the Watford one was?
The Norwich slash Watford one was
Yeah.
that Jay Demerit, but now that I think of it, I'm pretty sure it was Watford.
Sure, even him, surely he wasn't playing that. Right,
No, he was,
I'll hear.
I'm sure he played for either Norwich or Watford
Did
for ages.
you? You can Google that one yourself.
Thank you.
I had a few names. As I mentioned, someone I was thinking like that's the only old Sunderland player I could come up with. I try to think who played for that Norwich team that there was the Gunn fella, the one who currently plays for Scotland. His dad, Brian Gunn, didn't he? He was like Norwich keeper, so I reckon he could be a shout,
Oh,
but
yeah.
he might be million miles higher. And then I had some I had Lee Cattermole, and then I was trying to think for the early Sunderland, who someone who Sean would go for, I was thinking maybe Niall Quinn. But again, yeah, I know he played for a few clubs, so I'm thinking, did he play
Niall
that long?
Quinn was on my list as well.
And then the other one I had to someone I talked about, Michael Gray, I know was there for quite a while as well. Missed the penalty, I think, to stop them coming up against Charlton in that epic game. So I'm actually going to go an absolute real stab in the dark, but someone I know was at Norwich because he came up a few times in the promotions. Someone who's in the news as being sacked yesterday. Russell Martin.
Oh.
And I know he.
I was thinking Gary O'Neill when you said about him getting
Oh,
sacked.
yeah. So sacked on Sunday. Also predicted by me, I predicted he'd be the first manager to go. He wasn't, so but he did get sacked. See, I just think, I think with him, I know he, because again, a lot of talk about links. There was the someone who used to be a Peterborough fan, he used to talk about him, but said he'd been at Norwich for years. So I think he started at Peterborough. But yeah, I know Russell Martin, bit of a stab in the dark, but we'll see. Because I think all the other ones are probably too low, whereas Russell Martin's got potential to be up there. But
Yeah.
I'll have to see. Right, let me just.
Guess how many appearances Jay Demerit made for Norwich?
How many?
Zero. 213 for Watford.
Good shout, though. Good shout for Watford.
Yeah.
Like,
Keep
come
that
on, make a
in
note
your
of
old
that.
notebook. I
How many times did Nairn Nosworthy play for Sunderland?
other. I was pondering saying Darren Huckabee, but I thought that would have been blatant cheating because we brought him up earlier.
Yeah, well, that was my fault for blabbering names. That was poor. That
Yeah.
was poor keeping up appearances etiquette by me, that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, to be fair.
Had Niall Quinn. I also had Dave Watson, who we signed. We signed him from Norwich, and I think he might have been voted in their greatest ever team.
Really? Yeah, I knew he signed him, but didn't he play 500 times for Everton?
Yeah, that well, that's why I didn't go for him because he was at Everton for so
But he
long.
was in their great. Well, I suppose that it probably was. What no, what, we did he win the league with Everton in 87? We must have
I
signed him
think
just
so, yeah.
before. Because they're great. Their team was like late
Oh,
80s, early
that could.
90s, wasn't it? Like they like famous later. They win it in Munich or something, or something. I'm just waiting on my own here. It's like Russell Martin slowed down the system. Obviously, everyone's checking up his managerial stats on the website. Got the auto. Right then, results are in. Not by me, like I'm still waiting for his page to load, but obviously only three of us this week, so in third place, very difficult game, 84 out with 238. Grant Leadbitter.
Ah,
I tell you what, Bob, we haven't done a league table for a while, but like, were you not here last week? I
Yeah.
think I came second. I think I came second in the other one as well. I could be catching you here. 65 out 257 Lee Cattermole, which means this week, surprisingly, Russell Martin with 309 and just 13 out. Wow.
Wow. A
So,
great shout that was.
absolute stab in the dark. It pays off.
Great shout.
I will absolutely
Great shout,
take
sir.
that. It's in the know very little about Norwich, but yeah, got to take them shots. Closes the gap. I'll have to update this league table now. I think I've got a chance.
So thank you for joining us on this week's episode of Keeping Up Appearances. We hope you all have a fantastic Christmas. Enjoy it. Be safe. Be careful. Keep an eye out for our Christmas quiz, which will be dropping next week. But yeah, whilst you are with friends and family over Christmas, please do tell them about your favourite podcast, which we hope is this one. Get them to
What
follow,
if it
check us
isn't?
out. If it isn't, just tell them about this one anyway.
Top 20.
Tell them to follow us, tell them to check us out. Just another reminder as well that our studio episode is on YouTube. So if you haven't watched that, please do watch it. Comment and like and subscribe and all that stuff and try and help us get more views on that if you can. A great linky by Tosh earlier on in the episode, narrowly won by Bob, with us both failing at that final hurdle. And a different Maroon 5 this week. Lots of debate, lots of kind of different avenues to look at. So please do head over to our social medias to vote on that, on the Graham poll. And then, yeah, Tosh managed to win Keeping Up Appearances with a fantastic shout of the very topical and in the news, Russell Martin. So you take that home. But yeah, have a great Christmas from us. Thank you for all the support this year so far. We do appreciate it. Hopefully, we'll continue into 2025 and we've got more good things coming for you guys. So enjoy yourselves and we'll see you around.